careers in science and agriculture. We're visiting today with Sarah Botham, Department of Life Science Communication, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Sarah, tell us a little bit about the job potential for people interested in science and agriculture.
You know, science and agriculture are two of the most quickly expanding fields available because there's so much potential for learning and for growth and for marketing new products, marketing new ideas. Science brings us new discoveries that have to be communicated well. Agriculture is, you know, on everybody's plate these days, no pun intended, but everybody's talking about farm to table and vine to glass, and everybody wants to know where their food comes from. All of that's fantastic. If you're interested in agriculture, you have to be able to communicate well about those products and about what your farm and your animals mean to the consumers.
For people considering career options and going on to school, what kinds of things should they think about?
They should think about job opportunities first, no matter what field you pursue. But if you're thinking about, you know, I'm going to spend 4 years in college and then I want to get a job, you want to pursue a field that has, you know, career opportunities. And life sciences communication, agriculture, science communication, science marketing, agriculture marketing, very, very popular. Lots of opportunity in those fields, and there are jobs.
And Sarah, what kinds of things should a student expect to do while they're here studying?
Students should expect to pursue all kinds of opportunities in extracurricular organizations like the National Agri-Marketing Association, Saddle and Sirloin, Association of Women in Agriculture. There are just limitless opportunities in extracurricular activities on campus. Being involved in those helps hone your skills outside the classroom and prepares you for the work world and in a lot of real-world situations. But they should also really pursue internships, because those internships give you an opportunity to test your skills and create networking opportunities that form connections that open doors when it comes time for looking for a job.
And Sarah, maybe I'll have you back up just a little bit here. Describe for us what internships are.
Internships these days are paid opportunities for students to come in and work a semester or a summer or even an entire academic year, learning with and contributing as part of a team in an organization. It might be a large organization, might be a small organization. In some instances, I've had students go in and be the only marketing person in a department. They start as an intern, they craft the department kind of the way they think it ought to be built, and pretty soon they graduate and they are the department full time.
Perhaps you can give us an idea of what are some hot career opportunities these days.
Science communication is big. Social media is huge. You can be a social media specialist in a marketing department of an organization, large or small. You can be a social media specialist in an advertising agency that specializes in agriculture or science communication.
We've been visiting with Sarah Botham, Department of Life Science Communication, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm C.V. Kenyon.